Random House Audio presents The Queen Mother, The Official Biography by William Shawcross. Wednesday, the 19th of July, 2000, was the day chosen for the pageant celebrating the 100th birthday of Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother. In London, the day did not begin well. There were bomb scares, the controlled explosion of a suspicious bag, and many trains were cancelled. Senior police officers considered whether the whole event should be abandoned. It was not. The celebration on Horse Guards Parade in Whitehall had been designed as a joyful tribute to Queen Elizabeth and the hundreds of organizations with which she was connected. In warm afternoon sunshine, as the national anthem was performed by massed military bands, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and a choir of 1,000 singers, Queen Elizabeth, dressed in pink, arrived with her grandson, the Prince of Wales, in a landau escorted by the household cavalry. After she had inspected the troops, she and the prince sat on a flower-bedecked dais to watch the parade together. It began with a march past of the regiments of which she was colonel-in-chief, followed by the king's troop of the Royal Horse Artillery and the mounted bands of the household cavalry. 100 homing doves were released as a young boy sang, "Oh, for the wings of a dove." Then came a cavalcade of the century, a light-hearted look at the 100 years she had lived through, more of a circus than a parade. Among the scenes and players who passed in front of her were soldiers of the First World War, ballroom dancers from the 1920s, a Second World War fire engine, pearly kings and queens from the East End of London, and people in 1940s dress.